The Gemara says on the top of Daf Chavtas Amud Aleph that Hanifter Michaveray, if a person is saying goodbye to his friend, you shouldn't tell him Lech Beshalim, but you should say Lech Leshalim with a Lamed. But Hanifter Menames, you shouldn't say Lech Leshalim, you should say Lech Beshalim. So it's before the Gemara that when you're dealing with a Chai, you don't use the Lashon Beshalim, you should say Leshalim with a Lamed. Now, Lechai can ask him this when they Beferet Shapasik in the Torah. It says in Parshas Vayetze, Vayakov Avinu, he says the lashon of v'shavti b'shalom al beis aviv al hashem li l'lekim. He says v'shavti b'shalom. I should go back b'shalom. Why does it say b'shalom with the beis? You should say v'shavti l'shalom. L'chay l'fi the gemara, one should not use that lashon beis. That's a lashon which is only used by a mace. And I found the Bali Taisis over there answers kasha, the Bali Taisis al atayra, and they say that the whole issur of saying lech Beshalim is only when you're speaking to somebody else, like the Lashon of the Gemara, Ha'im lechavera, if you're a nifter michavera, nifter min ames, if you're speaking to someone else, then you don't use a Lashon of lech beshalim. But if you're speaking to yourself, then there's no peda, that's not a problem, and over here you're speaking to himself, so there's no problem saying lech beshalim. And I think lefi this, you can answer a Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Lamed in Aruch Haim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a bracha, a tefillah, they used to say when they would go into the city, and then when they would leave the city. So it says over there, the Yatza B'Shalom, when you leave the city B'Shalom, you say, Maydani lefanach Hashem lekai shehetzitzani mikrach zeh l'shalom, k'shem shehetzitzani l'shalom, kein talichini l'shalom. That's the Lashon we have in the Shulchan Aruch, lefi our girsa. But in the Nisei Kalim, they have a different girsa over there. If you look at the Mashal in the Elia Rabbah, he brings from Kamar Yishenim that they have the Girsa Kenta Lecheni Beshalim instead of Leshalim. And he asks on them, the Elia Rabbah asks, how could you say Beshalim? L'char, it's Keneged our Gemara. We see over here that you're not supposed to say Beshalim, so how could you say that Lashon Kenta Lecheni Beshalim? But I think Lefi this Taisis, you can be Miyash of it, because this Lashon, this Olk Peda of not saying Beshalim is only when you're speaking to someone else. But if you're speaking to yourself, it's a Lashon Tfil or something like that, that would not be a problem. So perhaps they held like that Taisis, that there wouldn't be a problem saying Beshalim over there, and that would be Miyash of those Shitas. Hagam, the Magen Avraham, and Simon Kufiyot is not so mashma like that, but that's what you could say to be Miyash of those Shitas. But what still remains Shver, which the Bali Taisis over there, Alatar, asks, is from the Pasuk in Tehillim, where we say, Hashem Oiz La'amayiten, Hashem Ibrachas Amay Bashalim. Over there we say Allah Shem Bashalim. Pashas, you're speaking to everyone. We're giving a bracha to the whole Ummah, to the whole Am. It's not just speaking to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could you use that Lashon Bashalom over there? So the Bali Taisis Blab Shver, and that's how could you use the Lashon of Bishalom. And I was thinking to be Miyash of this, just to be Makdum on other Kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Dal, Alach Yod Zayin, when he talks about how the Mevi Bikurim would come to Yerushalayim, so he says, Kobali Umyush Bishalayim, Aimdim Lifnaim, Bishalayim, Bishalayim, they show Bishalayim, and they say, Achinu Anshim Akimplani, Basim Bishalayim. They greet them and they say, you came Bishalayim, Basim Bishalayim. You came Bishalayim. Over here they say, Befesh, Bishalayim with the base. They're speaking to other people. So, Lechart Tamua, how can you say that Lashon of Basim Bishalayim? That's a Kasha that I'm asking the Rambam. So I thought perhaps you can answer both of these Kashas, the Lashon of the Rambam of Bishalayim and the Lashon of the Pasuk Hashem Oiz Lamay Tenu Hashem Yevechus Amoy Bashalayim. The Taisis asks, I'll feed the Nemuk Yosef over here. Look at the Nemuk Yosef over here. He says, what's Taka the Pshat? What's the Kepeda of saying Beshalayim and not Leshalayim? So he says that the Pshat is like this. And when a person says Beshalayim, Lech Beshalayim, it sounds like the Halicha will be Beshalayim. Lech Beshalayim means your walking should be Beshalayim, but when you get there, it should not be Beshalayim. When you get to the end of your trip, it should Taka not be Beshalayim. And we don't want to wish that to someone, that when you get there, it shouldn't be Beshalim, and therefore you can't say Lech Beshalim. If you say Lech Leshalim, that means that the Tetzah, then result, the destination, should also be Leshalim. That's why when you say Lech Beshalim, it's a problem, because it sounds like only the Halicha should be Beshalim, but not the destination. So Lefi that, you could say that the whole Kepeda is only when you're using that Lashon of Lech Beshalim. Lech Beshalim is a problem. It sounds like the Halicha should be Beshalim, but not when you get there. But when you're using the word Beshalom in a different context, if you're saying Hashem Yevarchus Amoy Bashalom, you're saying that Hashem should bless us with Shalom, then there's no reason to not use the word Beshalom. There's no diuk to be made that it's only the Halicha, not something else. You're not talking about a Halicha. So if there's no Halicha involved, that should not be a problem. That could also be Pshat of the Rambam as well. The Rambam is not saying a Lashon Halicha, it's not saying Lech L'Shalom. The Lashon is Basim Beshalom, you came Beshalom. So as long as you're not using a Lashon of Halicha, of Lech L'Shalom, then perhaps it's not a problem. Maybe that could be a yusha for these places. We should all be zeicha that our Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mevarchus amay b'shalom.